Love music. Live sport with Liz Clark on Rock Sport Radio.
It's Liz Clark here with you in the last hour of the mid-morning show. I'm here until 2 o'clock, bringing you all these great tunes and, of course, covering all the sport that's going on anywhere in the world, which brings us to our next guest. Now, a few months ago, you might have heard us talk to hammer thrower Mark Dry. Now, Mark's a Scottish Commonwealth medalist and was trying to fund an operation to fix an injured hip. Now, we're delighted to say that Mark has had his hip resurfaced and he's on the line now to tell us all about it. Hi there, Mark.
Hi Liz, how are we doing?
I'm great. I hope you are. That's the whole question. How is your recovery going?
Good news is unbelievable. Well, the surgeon and my physio can't believe how well everything's going in the recovery. So, all is moving forward really well.
Oh, fantastic. Now, when was that you had your surgery? It wasn't that long ago.
Just over 8 weeks ago, so really not long at all, considering how severe it was.
So what is it now, Mark? Is it all physiotherapy, etc.? You know, all that kind of stuff going on now for recovery?
Yeah, mainly. It gets a little complicated. The procedure has been a special one, which is hopefully going to get me back into the game and get me back to the Olympics rather than just seeing out the rest of my life. So it is essentially just physio now. There's certain things I can do, certain things I can't do. But yeah, we're full steam ahead, and the surgeon gave me the go-ahead last Friday to do pretty much whatever I want as long as I'm stable enough to do it. So me and the physio are now in the middle of formulating a plan and getting on with the stability side of things. So now things are really strong.
Oh, great. That's good news. It's funny, you know, you're saying there it's not just to get your hip fixed that you're able to have a comfortable life, but the fact of your sport, you know, getting back into that, you know, so will it be a long road? How long do you think you'll be out for?
That was the unknown. It was predicted 6 months out completely, but I was supposed to be on crutches for 8 weeks and we managed to get off them in five. All the scans showed that the bone was healing well enough and I wasn't supposed to be cleared to go into full training and rehab for a good 3 to 4 months. I mean, 4 months was the original estimation, so to be able to do that in half the time 2 months in has been a huge bonus.
Oh, definitely, but without a doubt. And now that you've got that new, can I call it a metal hip, how long will you be able to continue playing? Will it affect that, Mark? Or, you know, would your career have been longer had you managed to avoid this?
Yeah, avoiding this would have been the number one scenario we'd have aimed for. But it's uncharted ground, essentially, from what I've been made aware. We don't think anyone's come back to the Olympics or elite level kind of professional sport from resurfaces and replacements. So there isn't an exact protocol for the procedure we've had done of how to come back from this. We just need to be very reactive, very careful, very smart about the approach. But the plan is to come back and make the Olympics in 2020. The surgeon and the physio and a group of people are completely happy and confident that we're able to do so. It's going to be an incredibly hard challenge. It's hard enough to make an Olympic team when you're completely healthy. So we're under no illusions how close to impossibility this is going to be. But you know, there have been a big camp of people that don't believe I should come back and try again, and obviously lost my British Athletics funding and stuff. They didn't support me through it or believe that I'd make it back. So that's a bit insulting/rude, but it's the nature of the sport. And if somebody has to be the first, if I have to prove them wrong, then I'd much rather do so than quit now.
But I can hear the determination in your voice, and I'm sure you'll do just that, Mark. You know, the very fact that you're starting, you know, showing those early signs of quicker recovery than would have been expected.
Absolutely. So it's a huge confidence boost. If this was going to go the long run or even be longer than predicted, I was willing to fight through it. So to have things going so smoothly, there is obviously still a lot of instability and still a lot of pain, but being able to do the things that I'm able to do now, it's a huge confidence boost, and having a team around me that are being really supportive and absolutely believe in the comeback. Sometimes they kind of pat you on the back while they know you're going to fail as well. This team around me really does believe I'm going to pull this off. So,
that's great news. Now, obviously, you're saying you're the kind of first one to go through this, but are hip injuries common in hammer throwing?
I know a lot of people that have hip issues. I don't know too many people. Well, I don't know any other throwers that have had them and come back from them. But I know a lot of people have had hip surgeries, kind of minor surgeries, labrum tears and things like that, and arthroscopies. But yeah, this is kind of the first major case that I'm really aware of. Yeah. I'm sure it has happened in the past and I've tried to fight back. But I'm just very lucky. Damien Griffin, my professor, has been extremely good and extremely talented at what he does, which is lucky for me.
That's
and that's
great.
Hopefully going to get me back on track.
Yeah, you know, when something like this happens, you know, and you'll have the downtime and knowing that this is needing done, but it's great to know that, you know, when you get a good team round about you there, it gives you that confidence back. Now looking at Andy Murray, when we think about hip injuries, he's obviously struggled a bit and had an operation and whatever. Do you think that's quite a similar situation to yours, Mark?
Yeah, obviously Andy's situation is very hush-hush. All we know is that it happened in Australia, but nobody knows the exact procedure that Andy's had.
Right.
We believe it would be something similar to this, but we're not entirely sure. And understandably, he wants to keep that quiet to keep himself in a stronger position, but he's done incredibly well to come back. No matter what surgery he's had done, going through hip surgery is a nightmare to come back from stability-wise. Yeah. And to play at the level he's still playing at, and we will continue.
Yeah,
continue to grow back to form and continue up. But yeah, these are unfortunately horrible operations to go through. This is the third one now, the first replacement, but after the two arthroscopies previously. So
yeah,
hopefully this is the last one.
Oh, hopefully, Mark. And as I say, I can hear the determination in your voice, and I know that the hard work that you know that you're going to have to put in, you know, to get to the Olympics and things again, it's incredible. But I think as long as you keep that attitude and keep strong, then it'll not be a problem for you.
Oh, no, actually, hard work's the easy part. It's paying rent that's the hard part. But the hard work's fine. That's what we're good at. So, yeah, we got a good team and just trying to put everything together and give me the best possible chance to make it back.
Absolutely. That's a good point you're making there, Mark. Listen, it's great to talk to you and hear about how your recovery's going. We'll keep in touch with you, Mark, and see how things go during your recovery while you're going through all that hard work.
That's perfect. Cheers. I really appreciate the support. Thank you very much.
Great. It's good to speak to you, Mark. We'll catch up with you again soon.
This is Rock Sport Radio.
This is Rock Sport Radio. Love music, live sport. It's Alan Kieran until 6 o'clock. And we're not hanging around today because we've got a guest on right away. And it's really nice to welcome Eilish McColgan to the programme. She won the Great South Run on her first time running it yesterday. We've got Eilish on the line now. Thanks very much for joining us. It's some achievement to win an event like that on your first attempt. You must be very delighted.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. It was a little bit of a last-minute decision to hit the race. I just sort of had such a long season from World Indoors, Commonwealth Games, and then obviously the European Championships just last month as well. So I had a bit of downtime. I went on holiday for 2 weeks off. I then went home to Scotland for a week and saw my family and friends. So it was really literally just last week I started getting back into training again. And so I had no real expectations heading into the Great South. I really just wanted to do it for the experience of it all, to sort of see what how I felt over such a long distance. I've never competed over 10K before. So for me, it was a huge step sort of out of my comfort zone. But I was just excited. I've heard really good things, I mean, about the Great Run series, the atmosphere being amazing, and I just wanted to experience it. So, obviously to win on my first debut race was, over the moon with it.
I mean, it's a fantastic achievement from someone who's basically said, yeah, okay, I'll have a go at it.
Yeah, I suppose maybe that sometimes helps when you don't know what to expect. I literally had no idea how my legs would feel. As I said, I've never ran or raced over 10K before. I mean, I do a Sunday long run of 10 miles every week, but at a much, much slower pace, obviously, than what I knew I would need to do in the race. So, it was certainly going out with my comfort zones and pushing me to my limits a little bit. But I suppose it was just the excitement of seeing what I could do, seeing what sort of shape I'm in at the sort of base level of fitness, and seeing how we could improve on that over the winter months. It's certainly something I'd like to look to do more of in the future, after my sort of track career is over, of heading onto the roads and maybe looking more towards half marathon and marathon at some point in my career.
Mm-hmm. And one for the family as well, because Mum Liz has won the race a couple of times herself, I believe. She must be very proud.
Yeah, I mean, my mum coaches me, so she was the one that signed me up and then put me forward for it and thought it would be a good idea to do it. So, it makes it even more special having someone who's actually been there and done it as part of your support team, not only as my mum, but as my coach as well. And so, it makes it that little bit more special. I've been really lucky to have travelled around the world and competed in the same stadiums as my mum, but that's definitely the first time I've done a road race and have physically followed in her exact footsteps around a whole 10 miles. So, yeah, it was really special to be there. I've been there as a kid competing in the junior races when my mum was doing sort of the big one. And, yeah, to actually go in and do it myself, it makes it that little bit more special.
And as someone of the generation who can obviously remember your mum racing, I mean, you do have that similar gait to your mum. I mean, you do run, you know, in a similar style. I mean, I guess the question is, you know, how much do genetics play a part and how much does training play a part?
Yeah, I mean, if genetics played a part, then all my three brothers and my sister would be doing the sport as well. But they don't.
Right.
My oldest brother, who's, well, younger than me, they're all younger than me, obviously, but he's 18. He does a little bit of running. He quite enjoys it. He's very talented. But, yeah, obviously doesn't do it to the same sort of level that I've done. My youngest brother, he's 15 now, and he's just joined the running club. So we've persuaded him after years and years of persuading him. He's finally going along, and he's taking part in the same sort of races actually I did as a kid. So who knows, he might have some sort of ability in coming years. But my middle brother and my younger sister absolutely hate it. They don't enjoy it. They don't like it. They're probably not very good at it either. So I'd say, yeah, genetics is obviously a bit of a lottery, but it certainly doesn't mean that just because your parents have done it that you're automatically going to go into the same sport. I think it's very unusual, actually, to have a mother, father, and then a child do the same thing. I suppose they know how hard it is to maybe get to that level and perhaps don't want their kids doing it, maybe. But, it's been a lot of years in order to get to the point now of it being a job and a and one that I love doing.
Okay, Elise, well, it's nice to start the week with a Scottish victory. Well done with your win at the weekend, and we hope we speak again. Thanks very much for joining us today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. There's Elise McCogan there. We won the Great South Run on her first time running it yesterday, and, well done to her. What a fantastic achievement.
Love music. Live sport. With Alex Horsborough on Rock Sport Radio.